go ahead. Let's start the meeting anyway. As long as we got a quorum, we can start the meeting. And you said Dr. Gerlach is not going to be on. Is that correct? Okay.
I'm still working.
So what's on the agenda first?
So we're calling to order.
We called the meeting to order.
And we can approve the minutes at our October meeting.
We have enough people to approve the minutes.
We postpone the approval of the minutes because we can't do that virtually.
Okay, we do not. All right. We'll do that at that regular meeting that we're going to have in person.
Yes. All right. Public comments is next.
Are there any public comments? Any public comments? Hearing none, move on.
And President's comments?
I have no comments except that I am at the meeting and I'm not in Kenosha, so I'm sitting in Minnesota hiding out. Okay, enjoying the weather.
And then health officer report.
All right.
Jen,
so
you're ready to go, Jen.
I am ready. Thank you. So just a couple of quick updates, what's been happening with us in the last month and what's happening in the next month. And Lori, if I can put you on the spot here for just a minute, we have started training and implementation of our new electronic medical record system, Patagonia, and it is very intense and very time consuming. And I will turn it over to Lori to talk just briefly about that.
Yes, both the billing and clinical side have been had training at the end of June, 5 days of training. We go live on our new Patagonia health record on the 26th of July. Between our training and then and go live, we have an intense couple of weeks to make changes, arrange things, make it as workable as we can. We do have a mock clinic, which is a system or a clinic to check our workflows and processes next week, and then go live the following week. So so far, so good. I'm pretty optimistic that we'll get to go live, and you know, it'll take some time to get used to it, but overall, we're hoping to have a really good product at the end of it. Well, also, maybe I'll just share one other thing with you, Jen. We will have the ability to interface with Patagonia, which we haven't had in the past. And we'll have several interfaces. We'll have interfaces with WIR, the Wisconsin Immunization Registry. We'll have immunization with WEDS, the state database that we work out of to track and case manage our communicable diseases. We'll have two lab interfaces, Quest and the state lab of Wisconsin. So those interfaces will be able to really enable us to capture everything in one system without having multiple systems and quite frankly run up and down to a fax machine several times a day to see if we've gotten faxes, etc. So I'm really hoping that it'll streamline our processes and we'll have more time to see patients and spend less time on documentation.
So this, just for those of you who may not be as aware, an electronic medical record system, you hope, lasts a good 10 years. So it's a major project. And our former medical record system was not, we couldn't even pull data out of it. It was not useful, to say the least. So this is huge. It's something the health department desperately needs. It certainly has a huge cost factor that we budgeted for. And so we're very excited, but there'll be patient with our clinic staff and our communicable disease staff, because it will definitely take a while to work through all the kinks and bumps as we get this going. And there will be other integrations too coming before December, like with the Kenosha County Detention Center, hopefully, and other, my mind's slipping right now, but other integrations as well, so that, you know, we can have things all in one place. So thank you, Lori and team, for all the hard work working on that. This month is crazy with that. Just some other updates, our community health assessment, which I kept saying it's coming this summer, has been pushed back now to mid-August. So that's okay. It just kind of pushes everything back, which means we won't get data from that till probably December or January, which means then that pushes our community health improvement plan into 2023. But we are very close to finalizing all the questions for that. Of course, you had a chance to review that. There's still just a little tiny room given the pushback to review. If you wanted to look at those questions again or ask for the most final version that we have, we can send that. But we're excited, and if you have any feedback, this is where I could really use Board of Health help. Actionable item is, you know, we'll be doing the assessment will be both a phone and an online quantitative assessment, but we're doing qualitative assessment as focus groups out in the community. So if you have a group of people or a neighborhood group or people that you feel could or should lend their voice to what the community health improvement plan should be, we want to be there. So we want to schedule that. So please let us know, you know, if you have groups in the community representing, you know, we're looking at obviously all the races and ethnicities, neighborhoods. We have an LGBTQIA group, a couple west of the I. We're looking at our formerly incarcerated population. So, and you know, groups of that nature are already being looked at, but any input you have, we would hugely welcome it. So our STI rates, sexually transmitted infections, we just teased out that data as far as by age and gender, and over the last several years we do have an increasing rate of chlamydia and gonorrhea, and it's largely in our 20 to 27 I believe population. But the second biggest population is our teenage population. So we are working on an Instagram campaign, and we are working on other methods of how we can reach out to those populations to get testing and treatment for sexually transmitted infections. So that is a huge thing we're working on as well, too. In addition to its budget season, we are working on the budget. Of course, we have a new administration, so there is a lot of differences with the budget this year. And that is all of July. We have been June and July working on getting the budget, looking where we can make efficiencies and making sure that we have detailed explanations for every single line item in the budget. And so lots of work happening there. We are losing our fiscal manager. She has been promoted to another position. So while we're happy for her, it's yet another change in our fiscal staff. As you know, last year...
I'm in the middle of a meeting. She's over there.
Last year we had Denise, and then we went to Jaquetta, and now we'll have another new fiscal manager. So just so you are aware, in October, you will not be seeing Jaquetta. You will have another new fiscal manager that's going to present the budget in October. John, I'm going to mute you for just a minute, if that's okay. All right. Thank you. Just a couple other new announcements. We have licensed over 36 new establishments, restaurants, pools, hotels in the last month. That's a huge number. And it's also the time of year where we have to go collecting license fees from people who have not turned them in time. They were due June 30th. So we are not the most well received in the community right now for those who we have to go collecting upon. So that's what's happening there. Our new beach monitoring is not new, but our new program with beach monitoring is that we've put a QR code at all of the area beaches who we test their waters. So it's really easy now for parents and people, families that are going to the beaches to literally just scan the QR code to see what the quality of the water is in the beach they're about to go swimming in. So we're really excited at that. This was our pilot year to sort of see how that goes. Our WIC clinic just was finally able to get back out west of the I. They're going to start doing it 2 days a month out at the Kenosha County Center. And they had over 30 clients on their first day that they were back out there. So trying to, you know, as WIC was really clamped down with COVID and everything, we're trying to re-expand our services and all of that. The only other thing I really wanted to, that I was avoiding was COVID. Our hospitalizations and death is still really low, which is good. We're projecting that our case rate is probably 7 times what we even know about, because simply because of home tests or people that are sick and simply not testing. They're just sort of, you know, powering it out at home kind of thing. Certainly anecdotally, we're hearing a lot of COVID going around out there right now. And on the news, you may have seen there's two new subvariants that are highly transmissible. So we are not out of the woods yet. Certainly people who are getting sick are getting hit pretty hard. It hasn't mutated down to just the common little cold. But not hard enough to be hospitalizing and as much as we were in, even in January with Omicron. So that is some of the good news out of that. And I'll pause for a minute there because then I have two other reports, John, but anything on all those updates that I gave? Any questions?
How would I know? It doesn't tell me anything.
All right. Well, just two other points with regard to what's happening with the Board of Health. Roger Perez submitted his resignation. He was having trouble making the meeting times and in his schedule and his commitment. So we wish him well. We are looking for another Hispanic member of the community to replace him. So again, in our state statute, it says we need to have a Board of Health that is representative of our community. And so we need to make sure that, it's hard to be extremely representative when you are only allowed a 9-member board by state statute. But we will be looking for another Hispanic member. If you have any names, please do forward that. But we are looking for another member there. So we'll be down until that goes all through the county board process and the new county executive will have to approve the new person and all of that as well, too. But that brings me to, we did a survey, it was probably 2 months ago now, because we have noticed, Dr. Foster has trouble making this times, Dr. Gerlach today, we definitely have many members who the lunch hour is not working. And I know many, many times we've surveyed and asked, is there a better time? And it always keeps pointing back to the lunch hour. But I guess I just wanted to have a discussion and conversation with all of you. In that survey that we just did a month and a half ago, I think Monday lunch hour turned out to be the most voted on. But it was a lot of lunch hour. So I just want to make sure, because again, we're only 9 members. We can't be any bigger. And a quorum is 5. And it's hard. It's been hard the last several meetings when we don't have people show up. Of course, just to reiterate in the bylaws, an excused absence is letting Karen know 24 hours ahead of time. If it's less than 24 hours or you just don't show up to a meeting, that's considered an unexcused absence. And so we just really wanted to have a discussion about attendance. And is there a better time that would facilitate you all better to have these Board of Health meetings? We are open to whenever, but what are your thoughts?
How many excused absences are allowed, although prior to 24 hours?
Oh, I'm looking at Karen because I don't have the bylaws open right with me.
Yep, I just wanted to refresh my mind. Out of all the boards I sit on, we find it easiest to meet first thing in the morning, like 8:00. It's literally once a month. And, considering many of us are service providers, the midday, a crisis will always happen at this time. So I would definitely suggest early morning, get it out the way, and better chance of happening in less than
what is early morning to you? 7:30 or 8 a.m.
Yep.
I've already been working by 3 hours by that point. So
who?
Julia.
What?
I know, honey. My mornings are when people are, I'm working starting at 5. So if it's mornings, then I'm completely out. So just, and that's just a thing. It's up to the group, but that's just FYI. So, what is middle of the day is different for everybody.
I know it's going to be hard to please everybody. I guess I'm concerned about our attendance lately. And Roger admitted, he was part of that. And so hopefully, and with every new member, I do try to reiterate, this is the time we meet. Is that okay for your schedule? I know people have things that come up. But I'm just concerned, with how much absence we've had lately. And I just wanted to,
has there been, I'm sorry, there was a lag and I cut you off. My apologies.
Nope, you're fine. Go ahead.
What's the theme of the reasons that folks aren't showing up? Because I don't think we need to problem solve it here, but is it the time for God? Because there is a shared responsibility of functioning like an adult board member here. And so what's the theme of it?
This is, and I will just say that sometimes I just don't have control, because obviously an acute abuse case always trumps, you know, my meetings. And so that's a lot of times what will happen to me that I can't make it, is that, you know, I've had something added on, you know, at the last minute. And so I can't get that 24 hours ahead of time. I don't, you know, can't really anticipate it. So I apologize, because I know that, you know, I probably make just over half, but I, you know, do the best I can with setting aside that time. And that's why at noon is the most likely time that I can make it, because, you know, we try not to schedule anything. We schedule it either at like 11 or 1, just so that the staff can, you know, have a break a little bit. So I know that I always vote for kind of noon meetings. But again, that's not midday for everybody. And that's just my circumstances, you know, that I just do the best I can. So
I would say, as far as reasons, when it, our service providers, such as all of you who are seeing clients and whatnot, it's usually because of a client thing. And John Moyer, maybe that's something we need to look at, with just given our Board of Health members being so many, you know, client service, that maybe we do need to make a change to our bylaws for that. So something to think about there. But I would say for some that are our community members, it's often just forgot or didn't have it on my calendar. And so it sort of varies. The reasons are all over the place, but I think bylaws wise, the 24 hours, we can certainly look at that and make an adjustment to that. Cause I get that. So yeah, just trying to balance how we can have representation while also still accommodating all of you. Cause I know that this is unpaid, value you all so, so much, and I don't want to make things more difficult on you.
I agree with Dr. Urita, you know, either 8 o'clock or midday, because it forces me to stop and eat a lunch or I'll forget.
And, you know, the other thing I want to say, Jen, as far as the forget thing, it is so helpful that Karen puts this right on our calendars now, you know, sending us a calendar request. Like, for me, that's been huge.
Yeah.
So thank you, Karen.
Yeah, you're welcome. Yep.
So is there, if noon seems to be the better time, then is Monday better than Tuesday, or are we fine, keep Tuesdays better?
Oh, please not off the weekend.
so we're landing back on right where we are, and that's how we'll hopefully keep it. Ola, what are your thoughts about, how's your schedule? How's noon on Tuesdays for you?
Noon is fine. It's just that the last time I just slipped my mind. But noon is fine.
And John, how about you? How are you doing with noon on Tuesday still?
I'm fine. The only other question I have is, in our bylaws, do we have to meet every month? Is that a problem with people?
So that was a question. And just for Dr. Pritchett and Ola being our newer members, in the state statute, the Board of Health only has to meet quarterly. When I came in, I certainly, our Board of Health, oh, I'm sorry. His question was, do we have to meet monthly? So right. By state statute, it's only quarterly. And I know that when I came in, there was maybe one or two extra meetings beyond quarterly per year. They certainly took the whole summer off, or they would take December off. I think my question is, I really am hoping to make the board more actionable. And when you meet less than monthly, then less gets done, right? So that's where, again, I'm open. I would prefer not to go down to quarterly, because then it just becomes the usefulness becomes me reporting out and not necessarily, I keep hoping we're getting, you know, as we're coming out of COVID now, I want to get down to action and get, you know, but that involves then in the off months, reviewing documents. I didn't have many people review the community health assessment. I didn't have anybody give much feedback on the equity report. You know, so it involves reviewing, giving feedback, and being participative, as opposed to just showing up if we go down to every other month or quarterly.
Okay.
So that's where I'm kind of caught. Now, you know, so your input is really valuable on that.
Jen, too, that I think that it makes a big difference to be monthly versus quarterly, because for many, many years, you know, that I've been on the board, it was always quarterly. And I, you know, it's kind of like you're starting over every time you get together. So I think that constant reinforcement is really helpful. And that way, too, if you're going to miss a meeting or two, it's not like you're as out of the loop as if it's only four times a year and you miss a meeting.
Right, right. True.
So quarterly, yep, four times a year. I would like to propose maybe every other month, with the option to add a month in if there is something pressing we need to vote on that we can't do it electronically. What about every other month?
And let me just check with John. John Moyer, do you mind reviewing the rules? Because if we did something over email that they voted on, because anytime there's, what is it, three or more members, it's considered a walking quorum. So three or more members cannot talk or email together unless it's, you know, it's subject to open records, it's subject to being part of the Board of Health record. So if there was something we needed to vote on, could you just clarify what those rules are for that for us, John?
Well, yeah, there has to be notice if there's going to be a quorum together so that the public is aware and can be observing or participating, available to comment. The requirement by statute is quarterly. I mean, certainly every other month, that would be, you know, six meetings a year, that's permissible clearly within the statute. So, I'm not sure what other questions you have, but I think there's flexibility beyond quarterly.
If they were voting via email, so if there was an issue that since we weren't meeting in a month that we wanted to discuss and vote on over email, we have to make notice of that. It has to be a publicly noticed meeting,
yes,
which is very difficult.
Yep, there'd have to be a notice, and so there has to be some amount of time given to produce that notice and give adequate enough time.
What would be the difficulty?
That we would have to advertise it on the county website and make it publicly opened and noticeable. So having a meeting conversation back and forth via email is not allowed.
But we can cancel a meeting without all of the notice. So if we keep it as scheduled, because that way we're here and we don't vote on it, which we can't do unless we have a quorum and we have the notice. If we keep it as scheduled, but Karen sends out a message saying we're not meeting this month, then effectively we have then given notice and she's canceled the meeting.
Yeah, I don't know. That may be problematic in the sense that, and maybe if John O'Day's on, he can comment on this too, but I mean, when you give notice of a meeting and you cancel it on the fly, it does silence the public comments unless you gavel in and gavel out, as they sometimes do, right? To at least give that opportunity. But maybe John O'Day knows better than I about the problems with that. I'm concerned, I guess, if we schedule a meeting, there's notice, people have the expectation there's going to be a meeting, they may want to comment, they may want to participate in some way. And then depending on how much time goes by before you cancel it and the actual time of the original notice meeting, that may be an issue.
Yeah, I would like to see us give every other month a try if it's, because what I'm hearing is that the frequency is a contributing factor, perhaps. I would like to see every other month be given a shot. And if it is pressing, we cross that bridge when we get there if we need to notify the public, because I can't imagine we need to do that on the off month every month. So the likelihood is probably low, but also, John, are there certain things that cannot be voted on via email?
I mean, I know that like approval of minutes, that can't be done. I mean, yeah, most action items that are substantive are not, you're going to want to do that in person.
So we can table it if it's not pressing to, we can table in person.
Yes, for a vote we could.
I'm a little concerned with every other month, I'll be honest with you, because I fear that makes less active members. And the new administration of our county board and our county administrator or county executive, they haven't said anything, but I think that they're certainly looking for Board of Health opinion, activity.
Are they?
There is a lot of weight put into the Board of Health, right? I mean, like there is, to say that a health department isn't just acting out there in any rogue sort of fashion, that there's a check and a balance.
Got it.
Okay. I'm with you, John. I say we keep it every month.
Or is there a way to, I know in the past you guys took July and December off, or, certain, like, is there 10 times a year or something more in the middle we could meet with?
Yeah, I would definitely be open to that. I need the summer off. I need to regroup.
I would agree with, you know, maybe taking a month off in the summer and then the month of December.
Sure, sure. I think
or something.
Because July is budget time, and so there isn't a lot until October for you all to be involved with the budget, right? So July is us gathering it all together, getting it all through the approval processes so that we can present it to you in October. So, I mean, I could be okay with July and December. I guess, and this is where, please feed me your feedback. You know, my big dream review documents, helping, you know, give input to our community health improvement plan, and, you know, and that all involves more time as well, right? So I want to be mindful of that, of, you know, the time outside of meetings that I'm hoping for, but there's no statutory requirement for, right? So what are your thoughts on that level of action and activity?
I think it would, I'll speak personally, it would keep me engaged. And yes, I totally dropped the ball on the other thing I was supposed to contribute on that you said no one did. I think it would keep me engaged, you know, serving on a number of boards for so many years. It is check-in and what's the point? I get the purpose of a board. So the fact that is a vision of yours, I think it would keep me engaged and feel like a contributing member. And I, as I proposed a few meetings ago, you know, I live in the world of asking better questions, having meaningful dialogue. What are the guidelines and what is it that you're asking, you know, each meeting? Because I think you started this meeting off saying, you know, I want the board feedback. And I was like, wait, what does she want feedback on? You know, so how do we create that meaningful dialogue to be active?
And I think that's where some of this, you know, you all are representative of the community, right? So we're the government agency. And so when I come and I say things like, we have the community health assessment coming up, what communities should we be in? What do we want to make sure we target? What questions should we have on the survey? Where should we be doing qualitative focus groups? That's where I'm needing some of that feedback, as you all are the community representatives to help then be that bridge between us, the government entity, and the community.
Yeah, I say keep the vision. It's necessary.
So John, Rita, Ola, how are you with level of activity outside of you know, the 10 times a year board meetings? What would your thoughts be on that?
Personally, for me, you know, every month may be difficult sometimes, but 10 times would be perfect.
I just want to interject, the county board does not meet the second meeting in December. They have a party or something, Christmas party or whatever they want to call it, the holiday party, whatever. But as you said, with the budget, I didn't have a meeting last year in July 4th weekend. I didn't have a meeting in June because we didn't have any agenda for the county board. And I also... I don't work at the county. The county board has to depend on the professionals, as we do on the county health department. I depend on the professionals, and all I'm looking for as a board member is transparency. It's what happens when you, as the director or some workers under you, don't bring forward a problem or an issue. That creates a problem on a board what they're not aware of. Transparency is paramount in any organization, and I see it missing in some, and that's not a good thing. That's my comment.
This is Rita. As far as you know, preparation and stuff like that, I, you know, there's expected preparation with most meetings I'm in, but I would say not more than, say, an hour, you know, for each meeting.
Right. And John, if I could just piggyback, how do you see the transparency of the Board of Health, or how would you like to see it better?
I think it's good because the issues are always brought in front of us and we can digest them. You give us a lot of information, and that's important. What what is the status of the health department countywide as it relates to the state or anything else, or what right now the COVID thing and what have you. And I just found out today one of the supervisors got COVID, his and his wife both. It's happening. It's still happening. So we're always on the alert and what have you. But a lot of people are still poo-pooing it. I'm not. We're not. We're very careful. I think it's good to have the reports. But look, major corporations don't meet monthly as board of directors. They meet quarterly. And that seems to be sufficient for billion-dollar companies. But all of a sudden, we all have to meet once a month. And that's okay, too. If you have the nine people that are willing to do it, it's not easy. No matter what time of day you pick. I mean, try to get two people to agree on something. That's not easy, let alone nine or 23 that we have. It's impossible. As you see on the... Dr. Foster's letter and everything else with the county board, it still got voted 14-7 down. You're going to have guns in the county buildings, which is totally foreign to my thinking, but it still passed. And that's life. We have to move on. So.
That's Julie, really- you look like you want to say something.
There's a lot I want to say, but no. Wisdom is sometimes not saying what you want to say.
So action items, let's definitely go down to 10. I think we talked about last time when Dr. Pritchett was mentioning, sending out a packet ahead of time for people to review. Two things that we'll be doing is we are now creating a monthly report. So some of the little more ticky-tacky report outs, I can send you via Word document, but my expectation would be then to please read that and come with questions to the Board of Health meeting. So that can be part of the Board of Health packet that Karen would send out. So that's public record and whatnot there too. Have been sending that to the county exec monthly. And then, for example, I know we have equity as a standing item on the agenda. Any equity discussions, you all can add to the agenda and bring those agenda items forward as well. In lieu of that, I would say things like, hey, we just got our equity report approved by the county exec, and I sent that out just a week ago, I believe it was. And so just so you know, the context around that, we have needed to develop what is the standard definitions we're using for equity and other terms, and what is the state of the county? What is the data and statistics surrounding equity for our county? And so that's what our equity strategists and epidemiologists work diligently to put together. There won't be necessarily a media splash or a press release or anything on that, but it is a tool that all of you can use, that the health department can use. I've shared it with all of our other divisions in human services can use to basically, show the state of Kenosha County that can hopefully help inform opinions, grant funding, inform decisions you're making at your agencies based upon the equity state of the county. So it is a document we plan to update annually and to keep resubmitting that out, and it is a tool for all of your use. Did any of you have a chance to read that or have any questions on the equity report? Or, it's like I said, we'll update it annually, but there's always room for improvement or things that, if you want to provide feedback on or how you see it might be used in the community. So the action items, 10 meetings, we'll keep it Tuesdays at noon. We'll look at the bylaws, John Moyer, so we can see about, that 24-hour period of excused or not excused. And we'll certainly beef up the packets that we send out for what, what we can get to you ahead of time. And better questions, Dominique. So we will... I've been thinking about that as we come to meetings of like, what do I need? And that's where I wanted to have this dialogue of, actionable feedback, And for you all, as being the community representatives, to bring issues to us. What is the health of the community? What are you hearing in your circles that we need to know about in the health department as well, too?
Jen, is it possible to create a shared Google folder with the monthly packets and stuff? Because as soon as you sent it, I got 25 emails. So you went to the bottom a few weeks ago. And if I can add like something in my schedule, review board folder, you know, or something like, would you be open to creating that for us?
I have to look at John Moyer. Are we allowed to do that?
Is that like a reminder to review?
No, no, a shared drive where we can access current and previous documents rather than the individual emails. They're already going out as attachments and emails.
Yeah, I mean, are they public records already? If they are, then I don't think there's a problem.
Whatever's going out as attachments and emails, my question is more about a shared Google Drive. So we're already getting it. I'm looking for it to be organized. And so I can go back and like, oh, okay.
Dominique, this is my suggestion. This is Rita, is to do a subfolder in your inbox for the Board of Health. And as soon as you get those emails, pop them into there because that's where you can check. That's what I've been doing. That's really helpful.
Thank you.
I just have a quick question, and I don't know if these are the questions that you're wanting us to ask. I typically ask, you know, elsewhere at other times, whatever. With our asthma grant, I'm going to switch over to asthma grant because you said questions. So with our asthma grant, I know that we do stuff kind of within the schools for kids. Do we have anything within the asthma grant to help with the cost of inhalers for adults?
Cost of inhalers, no. That is not an allowable expense in that grant. And just for clarification, the asthma, we have one full-time person. She's our asthma care specialist. She doesn't just work in the schools. It is a grant through Racine, Walworth, and Kenosha. So it's three counties. And so she works with Racine Unified and Kenosha Unified, has been trying to get into the other schools, and has been working with Aurora and Frederick South and pediatricians in KCHC and trying to get more pediatrician referral. It's been difficult. Her caseload is very low.
Part of my question is that I'm kind of helping to facilitate and working with a young adult, and the cost for the inhalers are just insane. You know, multiple hundred dollars per year, and you know, I was like, okay, I know public health has an asthma grant. I know we do stuff with the school systems. I didn't know whether we did anything or had any. So it was just
Julia, have you tried contacting? Sure. I'm sorry, Julia, have you tried contacting the drug companies themselves? Most of the drug companies do have some sort of indigent funds for obtaining their medications when they can't afford them. So not that everybody qualifies, but it might be worth looking into that.
Yeah, thank you.
And I'll double check with our strategist there, just in case she knows. But yeah, the asthma grant is more centered around care management and education.
Got it. Okay, thank you.
Yeah. All right, well, that is the end, Mr. O'Day, of my report there.
Okay, thank you. Are there any presentations, Jen?
Nope, I think we would move on to Karen. What do we have next? Legal?
Corp Council report.
And I guess going off of piggybacking off last month, we did make further progress on the Lake Behavioral Health contract. I think we've actually reached a meeting of the minds on that between Lake County and Kenosha County. Now, that doesn't mean that it's resolved in terms of it's going to happen for sure, because there has to be approvals, and also the Department of Justice and the Department of Revenue, I believe, are going to have to kind of give their blessing as well. So the state departments. But it's good news that there is a meeting of the minds between Lake Behavioral Health and Kenosha County on a way to get mental health treatment just across the border, as opposed to sending patients on a Chapter 51 up to Winnebago all the time by default, which is much further up in Oshkosh or near Oshkosh. So I just report on the progress of that another step forward has been taken. Other than that, and, you know, working with Jen Freiheit and health and questions, That's about the extent of my report.
Okay, then. Other business as allowed by law?
Any other questions of Jen or anybody on the committee have a question for anything? If not, do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second. I have a second. All those in favor? Aye. Any nays? Thank you.
Thank you all.
Have a good weekend. Thank you.